are coming in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for that fantastic magazine out there called the Oklahoma Senior Journal, for the last 31 years. I started when I was 12. And because there's no way I have something 31 years old, let's see, except my dog. I think she's 70 in dog years. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal comes to you every week on these radio shows to inform you about things that are of utmost importance and educational. So that's what we have today in the studio. I am proud, so proud to have two doctors from SSM Health, St. Anthony's Hospital. So before we get started, I do want to tell you the brand new issue of the Oklahoma Senior Journal is out. It came out last Thursday, and we are delivering to our clients right now, and then we'll be delivering to our 650 locations. So please pick you up the brand new, hot off the presses, Oklahoma Senior Journal. And you can go to our website at okseniorjournal.com. That's okseniorjournal.com. All like it's one word. And you can go to distribution, pull that down. It'll tell you exactly where you can pick one of these up. We're also online and have been for 19 years. So on that same website, okseniorjournal.com, you can look at the virtual version of the Oklahoma Senior Journal. So without further doodly-doos, I'm going to get to my guest. So September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. I don't know if you all knew that. I didn't. So this is good to know. An annual reminder that preventative can save lives. So that couldn't be more true. My brother was diagnosed at 61 and they caught it very, very early, and he is doing absolutely fine. My father was so, he had dementia, and he was so far along in that disease that they didn't feel like the prostate was something that was moving quick enough. It was the other. So we have been touched by this in our family, just like I know many of the listeners out there have. After skin cancer, I also didn't know this, prostate cancer is the most common cancer in American men, according to the American Cancer Society. Although men of any age can be affected, the CDC reports incidence sharply increased starting after age 50. We'll talk today about what you can do to stay ahead of prostate cancer, and in the event you should be diagnosed, what the latest life-saving treatments are available. And that is ever-changing, always changing. So these two doctors that are with me today are going to be telling us about that. So let me introduce them to you. The Oklahoma Senior Journal is pleased to welcome two physicians today from SSM Health, St. Anthony's, certified by the American Board of Family Medicine, Dr. Shane Honorecker. Dr. Honorecker holds a master's degree in bioethics. Bioethics.
Yes.
Just like it sounds. He places an emphasis on evidence-based medicine, which is beautiful, when identifying the best medical solution for his patients. I love it that you call them your patients, because that means you are invested. He works as a primary doctor provider in Midtown, Oklahoma City at the SSM Health St. Anthony's. Also with us today is Dr. John Taylor. Hello, Dr. John Taylor.
Hello.
Who is a board certified in radiation oncology, correct?
That's correct.
He treats cancer patients in Oklahoma City and Shawnee areas and has a special focus on prostate cancer. So welcome both of you today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't be afraid. Just get right up on that. Get your lipstick on the mic.
You look good, John.
Thank you for noticing.
That's awesome. So we are going to probably get into this first question, but we're probably not going to be able to finish it, and we'll pick it up after our next break. So, Dr. Honorecker, I understand that you're a family medicine physician. Please tell us a bit about yourself and care you provide for your patients.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show.
Yes,
Robin.
I'm already enjoying it.
Great. I've been a family doc at St. Anthony for a long time, which means I get to care for patients of all ages, I used to deliver babies, but gave that up a couple of years ago. I still see women during their pregnancies, but I don't deliver the babies.
Okay.
The late nights got to killing it, I guess.
Yeah, those babies don't know time.
It's tough. My wife and I, Sarah, she and I have 6 kids.
Oh, wow.
And 12 grandchildren.
Oh, my.
So my free time is spent chasing grandchildren.
Well, yeah.
Getting involved with their activities, which is, as you probably know, great joy.
Absolutely. And are they all based here or?
They're spread out across Texas, Arkansas, Nebraska, and then here in Oklahoma.
Great.
One of them is a doctor here also within SSM St. Anthony.
And his name?
His name is Jason. He's a pediatrician here at St. Anthony.
Oh, okay. So he does deliver babies.
He's there a lot.
Okay. I am going to take our first break. We will come back so you can give us a little more information, Dr. Honorecker, and then we're going to move to Dr. Taylor as well. So you're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal, here on Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Do you love learning new things, meeting new people, taking trips, seeing new things, going with people your own age? OLLI might be the place for you. The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Oklahoma State University is for people who are 50 and older who are looking for opportunities to enrich their lives through learning and travel. OLLI at OSU offers learning opportunities not only in Stillwater, but also in Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Bartlesville, and online. If you want to learn, we want to see you in class. This is Robin Davis, the director of the OLLI program, and we want to hear from you. Call the OLLI office at 405-744-5868. To get the new catalog, to ask questions, visit us on Facebook at OLLI OK State or our website, olli.okstate.edu. Again, our phone number is 405-744-5868, olli.okstate.edu.
Are you looking for peace of mind with your estate plan? Baltimore Slow can help you ensure your assets you've worked so hard for transfer smoothly and quickly to your loved ones. It's never a good idea to leave your family scrambling to deal with your estate after your passing. Instead of leaving the unnecessary hassle to your family, be proactive in your approach. What happens to your house, your car, or your financial assets? It's important to know where your assets are going and when and how they are going to be divided. Without an estate plan in place, the state of Oklahoma remains responsible for where your assets end up. Baltimore Slow is a leading estate planning and probate law firm serving Oklahomans throughout the greater Oklahoma City area. Our estate planning team is here to serve you and empower you to make the best decision on how your assets will go to your loved ones. Call Baltimore Slow at 405-701-5355. Again, that's 405-701-5355. Or visit us at our website at bml.law. Again, that website is bml.law. Let us help you plan out your family's future. bml.law. We look forward to speaking with you at Baltimore Slow.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
Hello, my name is Philip, and I'm one of the owners of the Bradford at Mustang.
Hi, my name is Angel Myers. I'm the community manager. We are a locally owned, pet-friendly boutique residence in Mustang, Oklahoma.
Here at the Bradford, there's 82 homes. They all have backyards. Half of the properties have standalone with attached garages. We are maintenance-free, and we currently have a renovated clubhouse for events.
At the Bradford, every home has a privacy fenced backyard, and our standalone cottages have attached garages. And our community center, we have weekly events that you can enjoy.
Contact us at 405-376-2846, 405-376-2846. And you can also find us on Facebook at the Bradford of Mustang, 736 West Celestial Way.
Enjoy
the Bradford
at Mustang.
Do you or a loved one live with macular degeneration or vision loss due to cataracts, glaucoma, or stroke? Has your doctor told you there's nothing else she can do for you to improve your eyesight? Well, NewView Oklahoma is here to help. New View empowers individuals facing vision loss, maximizing their opportunities to live life without limits through all stages of life. When you visit our Center for Low Vision and Blindness, our low vision optometrist will give you a comprehensive exam, identify your specific needs, and create a custom plan to help you maximize your vision and live independently. Vision loss can be devastating, but it's not the end of the story. Let New View help you with your vision needs by calling us today at 405-286-9699 or visit us at newviewoklahoma.org. Most services are covered by Medicare and most third-party insurance. Again, 405-286-9699 or visit us at newviewoklahoma.org.
Before I come to nerve renewal, I've had problems with feet burning, numbness, and I couldn't tolerate the covers on my feet.
My name is Sarah, and I'm a nurse practitioner here at Nerve Renewal Neuropathy Clinic. One of the things I see all the time is patients that were having difficulty falling asleep due to pain. After coming to Nerve Renewal, our patients are able to sleep better at night, play with their grandchildren more, and go for walks without being in a lot of pain.
And then I started noticing I wasn't having the trouble getting up. I've had the chance to spend more time with my 7 grandchildren, and it's helped me drastically. It's made my life change.
If you're living with pain, call Nerve Renewal today. You really have nothing to lose, and most insurances do cover it, and you could improve your quality of life.
If you're suffering from pain, burning, or numbness due to neuropathy, schedule your consultation with Nerve Renewal now. Our non-invasive treatments are covered by Medicare, VA, and most insurance companies. With 4 convenient locations in OKC, Norman, and Midwest City, relief is right around the corner. Call 405-674-4949. That's 405-674-4949. Or visit Nerve RenewalNow.com.
For all the wisdom of a lifetime, no one can ever tell. Forever young.
That's us coming back in here. This is Robin Gunn, your hostess here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. I did mention our brand new one is out there, so please go to our website and look up where you can pick one up, or just look at it there virtually on okseniorjournal.com. So I have 2 doctors here from SSM Health St. Anthony's, Dr. Honorecker and Dr. Taylor. We are talking about prostate cancer, and that September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. So I'm going to turn the mic over here to Dr. Taylor and ask you this question. Please tell us a bit about yourself, too. What is radiation oncology, and what types of patients do you typically care for? You got lots to fill in there.
Yes, I'm a radiation oncologist, and basically that's a physician that treats cancer with ionizing radiation of various types.
By radiation, you mean somebody gets under something or in something, and correct, then you follow this because you have a degree in it. That's where my layman is taking me.
Yes, typically patients are laying on a table, and the machine moves around them to deliver the treatment.
So you're looking at the after, or you're looking during, or both?
Well, both, commonly. When the patient's on the table for the initial setup, we're there as a physician to verify it's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And we monitor the treatments daily to make sure it's delivered correctly every day.
Mm-hmm.
The treatments are actually delivered by a radiation therapist. We don't deliver the treatments. We
got you.
Design and oversee.
So tell us a little bit about your family.
I have a lovely wife and 2 children.
Oh, that's
and
sweet.
I'm from Oklahoma City, born and raised. Multiple creatures, 4 dogs, a large tortoise, 55 pounds, and 5 birds inside.
No way.
Yes. So we have a lot of fun.
That's great. Diffie Motor Company is my family, so I'm a Diffie. But my mom married again, G-U-N-N, bang, bang, double barrel. It's really fun to know people that have been here their whole lives, you know, Oki born and bred. Where are you originally from, Dr. Honorecker?
I grew up in Houston and then went to medical school at Oral Roberts University.
Yeah.
When there was a medical school there.
I have a niece there right now.
Is that right? Uh-huh. Fantastic. Then I went into the military for training in family medicine. And after that, I was a family doc and then a flight surgeon in the Air Force for several years before coming here to Oklahoma City.
A flight surgeon?
Yes.
Okay. That's awesome. Well, I want you to follow that up and tell just a little bit about your history, where you went to school and things like that.
I did my undergraduate at OU and got my master's in actually molecular radiation physics at OU, and then did a year of internship in Austin and came back in residency at OU in radiation oncology.
And how long have you been at SSM Health, St. Anthony's?
9 years, I believe, this December.
Okay. Where were you before?
The Proton Center, and prior to that, Deaconess Hospital for almost 25.
Amazing. I'm familiar with all these places. So, Dr. Taylor, I'm going to ask you something else. What types of patients do you typically care for?
I treat a large variety of cancers, anywhere from brain, lung, head and neck, abdominal, and prostate. Okay. I got interested in prostate cancer. Well, I was interested when I got up training, but back in 1997, I got involved with prostate brachytherapy, which is inserting radioactive seeds in the prostate through the skin between the legs.
Okay.
Which is a very effective treatment, and one of the urologists I worked with also had a passion for it, so we ended up doing over 2,400 of those procedures over the last many years.
Wow.
It's a very good procedure for some patients. Not every treatment's right for every patient.
Sure, because we're not cookie cutters.
Large what I do
is... Well, will you say the name of that treatment again?
Prostate brachytherapy.
Prostate brachytherapy.
Basically inserting radioactive seeds in the prostate.
Okay, see, there's always something new happening.
Outpatient procedure.
It's an outpatient. Okay, that's good to know. What are the latest guidelines for prostate cancer screenings?
Well, it's somewhat controversial. We talked about this the other day. The American Task Force many years ago decided that it was best for patients to stop routine screening. And now, after physicians talk to their patients, it's something that is considered for men over 50 years or older if they have no family history, 45 if you're African-American or have a first-degree relative, and 40 if you've had two or more first-degree relatives with prostate cancer.
Okay.
So it comes down depending on the risk.
So I am a novice in this part. What is a prostate screening? What does that involve?
It's a prostate-specific antigen, PSA, blood test. In the old days, I say old days because I've been around a while, they used to do the digital rectal exam.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all used to say that.
Every time.
But we got away from that because it wasn't a very reliable test. Half of the time you would miss cancers that were there that you just couldn't feel. And the other half of the time you would think you felt something when you really didn't. And so when the prostate-specific antigen test came along, it was a definite improvement on that. So typically what we're talking about is the blood test.
Okay, and that's even better for the patient, too.
It's a lot less invasive, let's just say.
I was just going to say, Now, we mentioned this, but at what age should men start the conversation? So what you were saying, Dr. Taylor, was after 50, the stats kind of go up on prostate cancer through the American Cancer Society. And then, but if you have a family history, you should start earlier.
Correct.
So what would be the youngest patient you've seen that have screened for prostate cancer, either one of you?
I have sometimes young men, and I say young because
you're right.
Yeah, anything's young for me now, but in their late 30s, I have had men come and ask me about it because they have had prostate cancer in their families.
Gotcha.
So if you do have more than, say, one close male relative who has had prostate cancer, then you can start talking about screening even as early as 40.
That's good to know. I'm going to go right back to you, Dr. Honorecker. Many times cancer can be found as a result of looking into symptoms for health issues that may not even seem related to prostate cancer. Tell us a bit about how primary care and annual wellness exams can help in early cancer detection.
Well, one of the nice things about going to see a family physician or any other primary care doctor is that you can pretty much talk about anything. Our experience and training is pretty broad, so we may not be able to do the surgery or do the particular procedure, but we sure can talk about it and try to figure out what's going on and then get you to the right place if that's necessary. We can order the tests. We can order the treatments sometimes. What happens usually, though, is that you spend your time talking about something specific. You go to see the doc because you have a symptom, a pain. You're trying to figure out what it is, or maybe it's a chronic illness, so you want to talk about diabetes or high blood pressure, you need a refill of this, you want to get a certain vaccination or mm-hmm. that kind of thing, and you run out of time to actually talk about things like cancer prevention and mm-hmm. screening. So the annual wellness exam gives you a chance to come in and actually talk about that stuff that you never really seem to get to talk about.
Right.
Nutrition and exercise. And that's where I have an opportunity to talk to my male patients about things like prostate cancer. Mm-hmm. And then we talk in detail about, well, what are the pros and cons? It seems like a no-brainer.
Right.
Well, I just get the test. And if it's high, then I just, you know, go get biopsies. But it's much more complicated
wow.
than that.
I would love to know about that. But I'd love to know how involved that is. You know, being able to see your patient and just listen to them, that's probably half the battle right there, just to listen to them and see what they're experiencing. I have a cousin that's a doctor, pediatrician, and he's in Tulsa. And so he talks a lot about how he learned so much just from talking to his patients. So that's fantastic that you do that. I actually switched my doctor because he wouldn't do that. But I do want to come back and ask you, so this is a cliffhanger, how often should you have a wellness checkup? So when we come back, we'll talk about that here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back with this very interesting and informative show. This is Robin Gunn coming back in here as your hostess on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. And we are talking to two doctors from SSM Health. This is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. So this is our main topic today. But, you know, when you go to see your doctor and they take an interest in you and what you have to say, they can figure out a lot of things just by what you're telling them because they are so seasoned and experts in their field. And this is what they studied in college and beyond. So Dr. Onrecker, we were talking about, you know, these wellness screenings. Should you have them once a year or is there an age that you should have them once a year?
That's a great question, Robin.
I like you.
Well, it used to be we would tell patients you need to come in every year and do your annual checkup. Of course, you'd get a full exam, bunch of lab tests, and
yeah.
you just kind of expected. I'm going to see my doctor. Mm-hmm. It's been a year. And what we realized at that time was we were just doing a whole bunch of tests on folks that didn't need them, and it was expensive. We were poking and prodding on people and finding things that weren't that important, and yet we were sending them for biopsies and tests and labs and x-rays, and we weren't getting a whole lot out of it. And so what we realized over time was that we need to focus on those things that really do make a difference.
I love to hear you say that.
When we talk about an annual wellness exam, really we're looking at, I hate to say this because I'm now one of them, older folks. And by older
only
folks, I mean...
Only just begun age folks.
as we talked about earlier, prostate cancer, for example, really takes off after 50.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that you would want to ask about when you get to that age, unless mm-hmm. you're younger. Colon cancer, for example, mm-hmm. now we're starting to do colonoscopies on patients in their 40s.
Oh, really?
And so I would say that when you start getting close to 40, you need to begin asking your doctor, mm-hmm. how often should I be coming in and what are the things we need to focus on, as well as, of course, talking to the doc about the things that are important to you.
Do you suggest that somebody takes Dr. Taylor and Dr. Onrecker? Do you suggest that somebody brings somebody with them, a family member, a friend? Because it's kind of like a second head of ears that can kind of remind the person.
So are we talking about male patients or female patients?
Either one.
So my male patients hardly will bring anyone because okay. their wives will tell on them. But I try to get them to bring their wives or spouses or, you know, important other person with them because you don't always get the full details.
You don't.
And the wives are great.
Yes.
Dr. Onrecker, he's not telling you the whole story. In general, yes. Okay. It's always helpful to bring someone who may remind them of a question they forgot and
exactly.
say, hey, don't remember you wanted to talk about this or whatever. And if
exactly
you can,
right.
bring somebody.
I love
that. In my world, it's very important. Somebody comes with them to have that extra set of ears to help them digest what's said.
And you can even take notes. And I'm sure y'all are going to give them notes anyway. That would be from the computer.
Well, for prostate cancer, it's a very complex discussion.
We kind of touched on that. What are some of the complexities?
To start with, knowing what the, quote, right thing to do is for a particular man, we don't have the answer to that question.
And to get that answer or close to that answer, what are you doing for that particular man?
Well, I think when you discuss all of the options, and I discuss surgery in general terms, but radiation in detail, and give them some time to mull it over and do some homework, they commonly come to the decision on their own. But it's very difficult. Because I do quite a bit of what's called external radiation, is all the treatments from the outside. And a standard approach in that is a 44 every day, Monday through Friday treatment regimen. And I'm now doing quite a bit of a five-day regimen over 2 weeks that's doing quite well. And there's some planning that goes into that where I place what's called hydrogel between the prostate and the rectum that pushes them apart, that decreases the rectal complication down to around 1%. So they have to know it's not just lay on the table and turn the machine
you.
On.
Okay, this is a complex issue.
Various approaches.
So, Dr. Honorecker, are there types of symptoms senior men or their caregivers, which is very important to mention, we have about 250,000 family caregivers or someone that's a caregiver to somebody, should be on the outlook for that may suggest they should be evaluated for prostate cancer?
The things that most men start to develop as they get older are problems with urination.
Mm-hmm.
Have to get up a bunch at nighttime, can't hold urine long, feel like they have to run to the restroom. The stream is not as good as it once was. It's hard to get started. It's hard to stop. But the thing is most of the time, those symptoms are related to benign problems with the prostate. Things that would worry you would be things that would obviously bring you in. If you had blood in your urine or blood in your semen or something like that,
right?
Then you would obviously think something is horribly wrong. But most of the guys will go in because of these urinary symptoms. In those situations, you'll end up getting a prostate-specific antigen. And if it's really high, then prostate cancer becomes possible as a diagnosis. It would be ideal if you could catch it before any symptoms develop, and we knew that the treatment would be perfect and that guys would live longer, but it doesn't always work that way. And so I would say what happens typically is that guys will start having those symptoms. They'll come in, "Doc, do you got anything that can take care of this?" And I'll say, "We do have medicines that can help that. Why don't we go ahead and just check a prostate test?" And then you have to kind of go into the discussion with them about, well, what are the pros and cons if we find prostate cancer or if we don't? And what happens after that you really need to think about?
I love that. I love that you're like literally guiding them. We're people just out here every day doing our deal, and y'all are doing your deal. And those two need to come together. Dr. Honorecker, are certain types of patients at higher risk developing prostate cancer? And if so, what characteristics might they have?
We talked earlier about those who have close relatives who've had prostate cancer, and so they're at higher risk. And as I mentioned, we can even start talking at the age of 40 with some of those folks. John had mentioned African Americans are at higher risk, and so we typically talk to them earlier, say age 45, even earlier maybe. Most of your listeners have probably heard of BRCA, the BRCA gene, which is a hereditary characteristic for women who develop breast cancer, BRCA gene. And we think about it in relationship to women and breast cancer. But men can have that gene passed down to them as well. And if they do have that gene, it puts them at higher risk. And then maybe the other large group would be men who have family members that just have a lot of cancer in general. They tend to be higher risk.
What would cause somebody to ask you about that? Or do you just automatically suggest this could be something that is characteristic, or, you know, you've got to be tested for it.
So in my practice, it works both ways. So I'll have men who come in and say, hey, doc, when do I need to try to get tested? I've heard I'm supposed to get tested for prostate, and then that will help launch the conversation. But as I mentioned, most of the time, it's men who come in with prostate symptoms that we talked about earlier, wanting something so that they don't have to get up four times a night. And that's when I'll have the conversation. Now, we could get a prostate-specific antigen screening test for prostate cancer, because I can't guarantee you 100% that cancer's not there.
Right.
The question is, will it be beneficial to you if we do the test and find it? And the reason is because the testing and the treatments cause side effects. There's a saying that most men die with prostate cancer, but not from prostate cancer.
That was my dad.
Is it worth finding it or not? And that's the conversation to have.
I'm so interested in this whole conversation. So I'm learning a lot here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal, here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
You're invited to attend the Second Half Expo at the National Cowboy Museum in Oklahoma City on Saturday, October 21st, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Thanks, Bob. This is Robin. This is an annual event for seniors, including everything for the 50-plus generation and their families, with over 100 companies showcasing their latest services.
You'll enjoy live entertainment, free giveaways, food samples, educational seminars, and more.
The Senior Expo is free, F-R-E-E. And it's happening Saturday, October the 21st, starting at 8 a.m.
Get complete details at secondhalfexpo.com.
That's secondhalfexpo.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Rick Hadrava, Managing Director of Scissortail Wealth Management here in Oklahoma City. Hey, listen, every Monday morning, I send out a report called the Energy Stat of the Week and More. It's a weekly email that covers the energy sector. We share charts, thoughts, insights from experts, interesting things all around the world, and a whole lot of other things. If you're interested in receiving this free weekly email, just email me. That's all you have to do. Email me at Rick, R-I-C-K, at scissortailwealth.com. That's scissortail, S-C-I-S-S-O-R-T-A-I-L. W-E-A-L-T-H.com, and just let me know that you would like to sign up. If we do that, you'll be on our list and receive every Monday our energy stat of the week and more. Also, not confident that your current portfolio is positioned to meet your objectives or weather what might lie ahead? Give us a call. We'll give you a free, no obligation second opinion from one of the financial advisors on our team at Scissortail Wealth Management. Simply email Madison Liley, that's Madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N.L-I-L-E-Y at scissortailwealth.com. Let them know that you would like a second opinion, or give us a call at 405-960-3100. That number again, 405-960-3100.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with Freedom 96.9, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that to line, where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS, 50PLUS, 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
Join us for the Oklahoma Senior Games this September through October throughout the state. Events offered are 3-on-3 basketball,
archery,
water walking,
swimming,
racquetball,
disc golf,
road races,
ballroom dance,
line dance,
5K race walk and power walk,
bowling,
dragon boat race,
track and field, triathlon and aquabike,
cycling,
badminton,
shuffleboard,
tennis,
cornhole,
volleyball,
pickleball,
golf,
table tennis,
weightlifting,
fitness challenge.
That's it. You can check out all the events at okseniorgames.com, 405-821-1500.
We'd like to invite everybody to come meet new friends and join us at oklahomaseniorgames.com.
The Oklahoma Senior Games this September through October in various locations throughout the state. Our information is available at okseniorgames.com, phone number 405-821-1500, and we are on Facebook. We'll see you at the games.
Build a stairway to heaven with a prince or a nightfall, forever young.
That's the way we always feel between our ears, is forever young. But sometimes things happen as our body accidentally ages. It's all an accident. Dr. Taylor, I'm going to ask you, you are a radiation oncologist, meaning that you specialize in cancer treatment, which I love specialists, especially on this show. I just adore having somebody that knows what they're talking about. If cancer is detected, could you tell us what some of the conversations might be that men and their families can expect with their oncologist?
Well, again, the first question, once the diagnosis is made, says to figure out if they need treatment or if surveillance is appropriate. And by surveillance, that's generally meaning following the PSA. If it doesn't increase, leave them alone. But also part of that is repeating the biopsy every 1 or 2 years to make sure it's not becoming more aggressive. That's one option for low-grade or less aggressive prostate cancers. Past that, when I see the men, the urologist has already talked to them about surgery. So I focus primarily on radiation, about the ins and outs. And as Dr. Onorek already said, one of the reasons there's a push to not look for prostate cancers because we cause potential complications and side effects in men that may not need treatment.
What can some of these side effects be?
Well, with radiation, there's a roughly a 2% chance I can cause problems with urine control, and a 1% problem possibility I can cause problems with rectal problems like bleeding. And with sexual function, erectile dysfunction, with any form of radiation, it's about 50-50 over time.
Is it?
It's not true.
Yeah, it's something you need to think about,
right.
Definitely.
But at SSM St. Anthony, we've got some great equipment. Just got a new unit this year that can do amazing things, and the side effects are very minimal these days.
Oh, good. And is this something that can target where the prostate is and not, you know, go all over the whole body?
Correct. In addition to the gel that I place, we also put markers, as we call them, in the prostate to help target every day. And there's a CAT scan done prior to treatment to make sure we're on target. I like the bladder filled. That minimizes complication, that the rectum is cooperating as far as gas and stool. And then the machine will take images every 5 seconds to verify that things have not moved. And it's very slick technology.
That is slick.
Yes.
Can you tell me what a normal prostate count is and then what kind of starts getting you going?
You're talking about PSA?
Yes. Thank you.
The usual cutoff is 4. So
okay. That's
the number most people think about. But a lot of docs will refer to urologists, and urologists sometimes will become very interested if there's a huge jump in the level, even if it may not go over 4. So let's say you go in 1 year, it's 2.6. The next year you go in and it's 3.8. Wow, that's jumped really high. That will catch their attention, too.
Great.
And it's also age-dependent. 45-year-old man should not have a PSA that's 3.
So that's a telltale sign right there. Dr. Taylor, I understand that SSM Health, St. Anthony's Hospital, offers some of the leading edge treatments, which we were just talking a little bit about, available today for treatment of prostate cancer. What are some of those prostate cancer treatments and options that SSM Health, St. Anthony offers? I know you've just mentioned one. Is there a name for that? We called it SLIC.
With a 40-40 regimen, the standard is IMRT or IGRT, intensity modulated radiation therapy,
okay,
or image guided radiation therapy. That's not very practical for somebody that lives 150 miles away.
No.
And the 5 treatment regimen over 2 weeks, 15 minutes a visit, is looking very good as far as outcome is concerned. And it's particularly good for older men and patients that are a fair distance away. And not many facilities offer the 5-day regimen.
So you're there 20 minutes?
15. No nausea,
that's
no skin
incredible.
Reaction, no hair loss, no appetite change.
Yeah, so they just walk out like they walked in.
Mild urine symptoms usually mimic a mild urine infection, but past that, it's very easy.
Actually. Almost makes me want to cry because I just think that's so wonderful for the patient.
It is.
And I can tell that you guys dig it too. Dr. Onrecker, how can potential patients learn more about men's health services available to SSM Health, St. Anthony's?
Well, they can go in and see one of the family docs or one of the primary care docs. And within our network, within SSM Health, St. Anthony's network, there are family docs and primary care docs all over the Metroplex, out in El Reno, down in Purcell, over in Choctaw. And the number for that is 405-231-8866.
And will you give that one more time?
Yes, 405-231-8866. And then you can call and find out who's the doc closest to where I live or work and make an appointment and have that conversation.
Well, yeah. So besides St. Anthony's, that's in Midtown, that was the original. So you have how many through the state of Oklahoma now?
Oh, my. We have dozens of family docs.
I just got in here on the wavelengths, more than 70, more than 300 providers. That's great. Because a lot of times the rural communities kind of feel left out.
Right.
That's wonderful that you have that many. Is there any particular story that one of you has that you saw as a success and that you really, it stands out in your mind, Dr. Taylor?
Well, there's several individuals that come to mind, but I treat quite a bit of high-risk prostate cancer that takes several different modalities, hormonal therapy, external radiation, and the seed treatment. And that combination gets very gratifying results for high-risk disease, which has a very high chance of spreading. We've done pretty well with that.
I love it. You guys are wear the white hats. You're the good guys. So we do have to take another break. This is our shortest break, and then we'll be back for the information. The guys will wrap it up, as in doctor guys, and tell you what they want you to take home, and then we'll give you all the information on how to get a hold of someone at SSM Health St. Anthony's. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for that fantastic magazine out there, the Oklahoma Senior Journal. You're listening to us on Oklahoma Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. Shortest break. That's me, Robin Gunn, coming in here from SSM Health, St. Anthony's. We are so glad to have had Dr. Taylor and Dr. Onrecker on today talking about prostate cancer, which September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. So I'd just love both of you to kind of give your final thoughts on what you would like our listeners to take home with them today. Dr. Onrecker.
I'll let Dr. Taylor have the final word
okay.
here. For me, I know that almost every man is eventually going to start having some sort of symptom related to their prostate. At first, we try to deny it, but it becomes overwhelming. We start getting tired of getting up in the middle of the night or standing in the bathroom for 45 minutes. It gets old. So what I would encourage folks to do is just to make an appointment, come in, talk to your family doc, let them go over the possible treatments. And then they can talk to you also about prostate cancer because it's got to be in the back of your mind.
Yes.
Could this be cancer? I don't want to have problems with cancer. Talk to the doc. Come up with a plan. Screening may be the perfect for you. That may be the best idea for you. On the other hand, maybe after hearing the pros and cons, you decide, maybe I'll wait, or maybe I don't want to do that at this point. Mm-hmm. But having that conversation will relieve great anxiety. Plus, you'll get a prescription for something that will keep you from having to get up at night.
That's very good. Conversation, clarification, the best way. Okay, Dr. Taylor, what would you like people to take home with them today?
Well, I would just encourage men to talk to their primary care physician about should they be screened or not. And then past that, if you are diagnosed with prostate cancer, don't be rushed to make a decision about treatment. Take some time, catch your breath, do some homework, talk to several people. There's just no reason to rush in and do anything fast. My father was diagnosed with prostate cancer many years ago. Urologist came in and said, you have prostate cancer. Well, you get that out of there tomorrow.
No.
I think there's some other things we need to consider.
Good for you. I love that.
So take your time.
Yeah. Don't want the patient to be overwhelmed or stressed. That's just going to add problems. So let me tell you. What their website is www, but we all could have guessed that, .ssmhealth.com. That's ssmhealth.com. Their phone number is 405-231-8866. I'm going to say that again because someone's pencil broke. 405-231-8866. And then they are available on Facebook. And it's just under SSM Health St. Anthony's, Twitter at SSM Health Saints, and Instagram at SSM Health Saints. Again, that phone number is 405-231-8866. Please give them a call today. They're an expert in their field, and it's Dr. Onrecker and Dr. Taylor. So thank you both for being on today.
Thank you for having us, Robin.
It was very informative. I learned a lot. So we will see you next week here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which do you guys want to say what OSJ stands for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal,
well,
right?
You
that
got
is
it.
Correct.
There's an echo in here. All right. Thank you so much. You've been listening to us on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. Later on, and be well. Check on yourselves. Bye-bye.